U.S. President Donald Trump on Tuesday insisted that he had the right to share facts with Russia, saying that he acted to help Moscow in its fight against ISIS and terrorism. His Twitter message came one day after news broke that he allegedly divulged classified information to Russia's foreign minister and ambassador to Washington during their visit last week to the Oval Office. In an early morning tweet, he wrote, and I quote, "As president, I wanted to share with Russia at an openly scheduled White House meeting, which I have the absolute right to do, facts pertaining to terrorism and airline flight safety," unquote. In his tweet, Trump wrote that he was motivated by humanitarian reasons, quote, "plus I want Russia to greatly step up their fight against ISIS and terrorism," unquote. Now, the Washington Post, citing unnamed officials, had reported that Trump went off script during the meeting, describing details about an Islamic State group terror threat related to the use of laptop computers on airplanes, revealing the city where the information was gathered. National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster had denied that the president had revealed intelligence sources or methods, but had acknowledged that Trump and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov had, quote, "reviewed a range of common threats to our two countries, including threats to civil aviation," unquote. Meanwhile, Kremlin spokesperson Dmitry Peskov dubbed the news as nonsense, saying that it was not an issue for confirming or denying. The revelations are the latest in a wave of crisis to hit the White House, coming just 1 week after Trump shocked Washington by sacking his FBI director James Comey. Comey had been overseeing investigations into links between Trump's campaign and alleged Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. Trump's meeting with top Russian diplomats came one day after Comey's firing.
Download the Times News Radio app from Google Play and App Store.